Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Woo! Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you found me. Sitting in the Santa sleigh here in the Santa Claus studio, the Auto World Plaza. Yes, I've been busy waxing those runners on this sleigh. We want to make sure that we win the race when we go up to the local ski hill there in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting from. Been in the Boise, Idaho area since 1968. That's quite a few years back, of course, and I've always been wrenching, mechanicking, grease monkey. Started my own repair shop back in the day, 45-plus years ago, and have been helping you and turned ASC certified, of course, and all those different divisions on your automobile. Folks, you're in your auto world. Yes, those brakes, those transmissions, the rear end, the front end, the CV joints. Oh, my goodness, the carburetors, now that it's fuel injection, now we're dealing with, of course, here at the Greasy Garage, we're dealing with the EVs, the electric cars, so, and the hybrids are there also. Doing it this many years, yes, cars have changed, trucks have changed. Have you changed? Yes, have you changed? Have you stopped driving the old 1970 Ford Granada? Or are you still driving the Ford Pinto? Oh, yeah, that Ford Maverick. What about that Chevrolet, the 1962 Chevrolet Impala, four-door? Oh, I'm taking a few of you back in time. That's okay. We don't drive those cars anymore. We collect them. We buy them and spend way too much money for them so they can sit in our garages to look at. Yeah, you still drive them a little bit. That's good. But we are in that, you know, all of us. Yeah, I'm in a four-season area, so we're dealing with sewage coming out of the sky, and that's what my car calls it that. I don't call it sewage. My car says, no, it's raining on me. What is up in that rain coming down on you? Acid. In fact, with that acid rain, zip code-wise, we're all in a different zip code, as you know. We're nationwide here, coast to coast, and that a lot of you might not care about washing your car. You just drive it into the car wash. Well, so you know this. You don't have to hand wash your car. I recommend it. I recommend you hand washing your car. Terry cloth towels only, please. Now you have another Auto World tip. You just plug in, or if it's cordless, you just get the leaf blower out and blow the water off your car once you get it washed. But so you know, Meguiar's Car Wax, many, many years ago, they started back in 1901, learned this from Barry Meguiar, and you know, basically he said that, Mark, we prescribe prescriptions to people. I said, oh, you're a doctor then? Well, yes, we are. He's a doctor in the aspect that company Meguiar's, they know that all of us have different weather patterns. And when you fill out their little form, which is free on the internet, Meguiar's.com, you fill out the form, you put your zip in, they actually look and they know the weather patterns that we all live in, which are different. Of course, as we know, if you're down in Scottsdale or Texas right now or Florida, you have humidity or less humidity or more sun than I do, et cetera, snow, rain up in Seattle, et cetera. So the zip codes is how they want to make sure that they get you the right package to make sure that your car gets cleaned correctly. And, of course, that is, so you know, just a little bit of information trivia, your car washes that you have your cars washed at automatically have that package in there for the different zip codes. We want to look good. Get up, dress up, and show up, and look good. Good to have you along. Today here on Auto World, we're going to talk about a hoverboard. Have you tried one of those yet? Hello to broken wrists. Don't get on it. I promise you don't get on it. The kids can do it. Kids, you can get on the hoverboard. Go over to our Facebook page. Take a look at that comparison of the hoverboard that you and I can stand on versus the picture. Just take a look over at our Facebook page. Mark Evans is the address. Instagram, Auto World Media. We have Auto World Radio Facebook page. Head on over. You can follow us on Facebook. We're full up on the friend. We can only have 5,000 friends, so we're full now. But keep in touch with us, please do. And please click to be a friend, because you never know when somebody might drop off, not be there, whatever, and we'll keep you informed. And again, I'm on LinkedIn, Mark Evans. Welcome you there. I've got a Twitter account. Just look me up. Google me, Mark Evans. In fact, that's how you do our podcast, is Google Auto World Mark Evans. Today here on Auto World, I want to hear from you at 855-660-4261. And, of course, our email is good 28 hours a day, every day of the week, 8 days a week, right? Yeah. AutoWorldRadio at yahoo.com. Please do. I'm going to go in talking about email. I want to share your emails, of course. Interrupt me at any time at AutoWorldRadio at yahoo.com. We're going to go into this email bag called Stump the Chump. I got some trivia for you, Auto World trivia. And, yeah, we're going to get back to the NADA Summer 2022 Dealer Attitude Survey. First hour I shared with you, we're starting at the bottom. 10 would be the worst attitude. Number one would be the best. The brands, the dealers that cover and sell these brands, the dealers that you are listening to, you might listen up because you're going to find out. Well, let's just give it to you right now. NADA, what's that stand for? It's the little yellow book, the guide, price guide. And you have the Kelley book, you have the NADA guide, this yellow. The blue book is Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com. The National Automobile Dealers Association Dealer Attitude Study. That's what this is. Of the summer of 2022. And the winter one's going to be coming out in a little bit. When we get it here at Auto World, we're going to share it with you. But with that, let's get right to it. Let's start. I'll just go ahead and we'll do number 10 again, go all the way up. And we're going to get to number, we're going to get to number one just in a little bit. So number 10. Attitude study. The dealer attitude study. Number 10, the worst was Audi. 9, Acura. 8, Mazda. 7, Subaru. 6, Kia. 5, Honda. 4, Porsche. Number 3, on the NADA's Summer 2022 Dealer Attitude Survey is BMW. Coming up on the next segment, you're going to hear number 2 and number 1, so get your pen and paper ready and pencil because, well, Dougie, the five-stick drummer, wasn't ready. So we'll get him ready, and we'll hear the number 2 and number 1 spot on the next segment. But we're also going to have a little story about how a Ford Econoline van got away with $6 million. And, you know, what I say to that is Ford Econoline vans is a pretty good square box. They got a lot of room. Yeah, we're going to go into the email bag, got trivia for you. And also, we're going to finish up, we're going to go to 3, 2, and 1 with Dougie, the five-stick drummer. He'll be in the studio with the, I have for you, the top 10 United States cities with the worst drivers. The city I'm sitting in, Boise, Idaho, we made number 4. The heck, people, what's going on? Is that based upon how many drivers and how many cars there are out there on the road? If you go to a little town, there's only, you know, population base of 800 people. You're only going to have 800 cars? Ah, but is there 2 cars per driveway? So if you got a population of 800, you got 16 cars. Watch out! So the bigger cities, a lot of cars, a lot of people, a lot of cars. That's all I got to say. So put the phone down, stop texting. And at the end of the program here, a word with Mark. I look forward to your calls at 855-660-4261. Since 1992, that number's still there. It still will be. Email autoworldradio at yahoo.com. You can Facebook message me, of course. Absolutely, please do. At Mark Evans, that's the address. Instagram is autoworldmedia.com, just like our website, autoworldmedia.com. And again, LinkedIn, Twitter, I'm on there. Just look for Mark Evans. I do appreciate it. I appreciate you. I salute you for being here. We are going to, when we come back from the short break, we're going to get to the email bag. Eddie, the engine emailer, he's in the house. Yes, he's in the house. Get back. He's trying to pick me one out. I pick them out. No one else picks the emails out. Now, the ones I pick out, Stump the Chump, I have not read those emails in the bag. So, folks, so stay tuned. Let's see if the email I pick out when we come back from this break will stump the chump. And I am the chump. PR Director Bobby Biester's here. He's going to do that notebook for you. So we're going to get those notebooks out to you here. Probably next week. Huh? He says, not even. Oh, okay, after Christmas, we'll do it. We'll do it after Christmas. A specialty Auto World notebook just for you. We come back, email bag. I think I'm going to go get some M&Ms. We'll be right back.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Job, I'm a highway patrol. I'm a highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long, my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.
And thank you for doing your job. Yeah, thank you for doing your job because, oh my goodness, this list of the worst drivers in the cities that we're going to be broadcasting here in a little bit. But first, Auto World is America's automobile enthusiast show because of you folks, and thank you. Appreciate that. Don't ever forget, you can reach me at any one point in time. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Free consulting. That's what I'm saying there. I never ask for your credit card or any money at all. Through the week, you can email me at AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com whenever your Auto World goes sideways on you. Your car, your truck breaks down. Questions of your dirt bike, your snowmobile and all. 45 plus years, ASC certified master technician, and I will love, if you don't understand what the dealer and or the independent repair shop, transmission shop, brake shop, tire shop, you know, is saying to you, just stop right there, go outside their office and just, you know, give me an email and we'll get in touch. And I don't have a problem with you sending your phone number and, we'll get in touch. I've helped a lot of you. I ask and you folks deliver, and that's what it's all about. I'm here to help get you in touch and turn that mechanic or that transmission shop into one of your best friends. That's what it's all about. So let's do it. Then we got, Dougie, the five stick drummer in the house. He's ready to play the drum roll because I have for you number two and number one slot for the National Automobile Dealers Association Dealer Attitude Survey and Study. Attitude from dealers. So, the number two slot is Toyota. Congratulations, Toyota. You made number two for the Attitude Toyota dealerships. Now, who's number one? How many of you out there own a Toyota, first off? Oh, quite a few of you. Good, good. You're nodding your head. Yeah, Toyota. This is why we do this. Not only to congratulate you, I salute you, but you folks who don't own a Toyota, number three was BMW. Number four was Porsche. See, let's forget everybody else below that. Let's go up to the top now and see who's got the best attitude. The number one slot for the NADA Summer 2022 Dealer Attitude Survey. Drum roll, please. Man, you ought to see him playing that trumpet while he's doing the drums. Thank you, Dougie. The five-stick number one spot goes to Lexus. Lexus is number one on the Summer 2022 Dealer Attitude Survey. Congratulations, Lexus. Dealer, everyone there at the dealer smiling. I know, a lot of you might be saying that's because of the price, Mark. Well, okay, all right, fine. But, hey, the price on all automobiles are quite high anymore, aren't they? Or are they? You got electric windows, electric door locks, air-conditioned seat, heated seat. You don't have to put your arm out the window when it's 20 degrees below zero in the North Pole to tell everybody you're going right. See what I'm getting at? Creature features. You got to pay for them. Congratulations, Toyota. Number one slot. That is what it's all about right there. A little trivia for us again. Well, yeah, talking about windows. Back in 1946, the first power windows were introduced. In 1946. And, you know, I do remember my dad saying to me, of course, I'm a technician, mechanic, and fixing and fixing and fixing and fixing, you know, just keep fixing. Okay. He said, I don't want a car with power windows. He stated that back in the 70s when they, you know, were in every single car, started becoming in every single car. They started charging you, of course. Yeah. For that. Well, he said, no, I don't want to spend that extra money. Am I that lazy I can't roll up the window or put the window down? And the second thing he says is just another thing to fix. And look at all of us. Roll up a window? Are you crazy? I got electric windows, Dad. Not with us anymore. Rest in peace, Dad. Anyway, so today we are creatures of habit, and that habit is not being lazy, but enjoying creature features. Now, today here on Auto World, coming up next segment, we're going to the North Pole, so stay tuned for that. Yes, Kia and the North Pole have something in common. So next segment, North Pole. Well, right now, Stellantis, the company who builds Jeep. Jeep. Well, guess what? Hate to say it, but Jeep, they're putting the skids on Jeep right now. They've put it in neutral going into park. The Jeep assembly plant in Illinois, you folks listening, I'm sorry about your layoffs. There's about 1,350 of you that have to be looking for another job somewhere else. The Jeep, Stellantis Jeep, no more. They're not going away, folks. They're just slowing up production. The sales are down, so they're laying people off. A variety of factors. What's happened here is the effects of COVID again. Of course, shortages of chips, microchips, as we all know, the crucial microchips. and, of course, increasing costs, the inflation. And so they're putting it in neutral right now in Illinois at the Jeep plant and slowing it up a little bit. So, you know, I don't know. Is that, you know, a good – it's not good that you're getting laid off, but at the same token is that maybe did Stellantis build too many Jeeps, Wranglers, and Cherokees? The sales, by the way, the demand for the Jeep Cherokee has fallen sharply. For some reason, the Cherokee is heading south. You folks don't like it anymore, I guess. What is the reason? The people that have it, you folks listening coast to coast that we are nationwide, what's going on there? Do you not like your Jeep Cherokee, or do you like it? Are you bad-mouthing your own Jeep Cherokee to your neighbors so they don't want to go out and buy one? Cherokee's been around for a long, long time. And of course, the winner chicken dinner, of course, is the Wrangler. And maybe that's what you're doing. Are you going over to, you know, not the Cherokee, but to the Wrangler? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, this plant, though, in Illinois, has been facing many challenges for a number of years. They repeatedly cut costs made from time to time. The old Chrysler organization filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2009 in that facility. So that's all. The merger with Italy's Fiat, of course, the launch of the Cherokee in 2017, the new style Cherokee, and et cetera. But hopefully they get their you-know-what together and get it rocking and rolling again. But they have slowed up and put it in neutral and getting ready to park it. So let's go over to the Ford side now, though. This is some great news. I understand that all of us, for me, it's great news, and you too, because we are all winners in this. Ford unveils the track-only GT supercar. Track-only supercar. Yep. And what's this mean to any of us? The track-only supercar, Ford finally revealed it, the cherry on the cake, I guess, was Sunday. The Ford GT supercar, Sunday, let's call it. Yeah, why not? Track use only. That means that, you know, it can't be driven on the street, of course. It's the 2023 Ford GT MK6. It's designed to deliver the highest levels of performance, handling, and advanced technology ever found in the GT line. Now, that's a sports car that, you know, is a lot of money. But my point here is that I'm glad they did it, 800-plus horsepower, because what they learn on the track, they bring it into our cars, our family cars. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about not only Kia going to the North Pole, but we're going to go to the North Pole. Just 67 examples were made before they came up with the original one. Wow. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Three people were killed and around a dozen others remain missing after an explosion early on Saturday morning at a block of flats on the island of Jersey off the coast of northern France. We now have, I regret to say, three fatalities, according to the chief officer of the state's Jersey police, Robin Smith. The explosion occurred early Saturday morning and the fire has since been extinguished. Emergency services will continue to search for survivors through the night. Japan needs to increase its military spending in the face of the grim reality of the threat from China and North Korea, a senior member of Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party said on Sunday during a visit to Taiwan. Although Chinese claimed and democratically governed Taiwan and Japan do not have formal diplomatic ties, they have close unofficial relations and both share concerns about China, especially its increased military activities near the both of them. This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tickets, yeah, buy a book of car wash tickets, coupons, and give them to your favorite friend, relative, spouse, etc. And even yourself. Give yourself a Christmas present. Keep that bad boy clean. Well, what does Kia and the North Pole have in common? Well, before we go, we got somebody here who wants to sing a little song to us.
Santa Claus down through the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joy. Ho, 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 who wouldn't know? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with old Saint Nick. First comes the stocking of little Nell. Give her a dolly that laughs and cries, one that will open and shut her eyes.
Thank you, Reba. Appreciate it. Up on the housetop. 'Tis the season, you know. That's right. We're in the North Pole right now. All of us, Kia and America, brings the magic of the North Pole to patients at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. That's right. Patients and families at St. Jude take a trip to the North Pole without ever leaving the hospital via a 180-degree digital wall in the hospital lobby and in-room TV streaming, folks. Kia will make a donation for every new car purchase this holiday season during Kia's Season of Giving Back. The company will give a minimum of $1 million to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to help aid cancer research and treatment. Let's give them a hand. Congrats. St. Jude's Children Research Hospital. They can go to the North Pole and see Santa, Mrs. Claus, the elves, everybody working up there. It's a holiday joyride right there. Thanks, Kia. Appreciate you doing that. I'm going to have to just go check it out. Big screen, 180-degree digital wall. The whole wall. Did you get your letter sent to Santa Claus yet, folks? No? We need to do that, don't we? We do. Absolutely. Talking about that, you know, Santa Claus, I mean, my granddaughter sent us a letter to Santa, and you know who Santa is, the wife and I. So we're going to send her one back, and we're going to have fun with that, of course. And that's what it's all about, is having a good time and giving, you know, 'tis the season. That's absolutely what it's all about. Now, it is time. Do we have Dougie the Five-Stick Drummer ready, though? Oh, he's got to wait till the next segment. Okay, that's no problem. He's got to put wax on his... okay, you put wax on that thing? I thought, I'm the only guy putting wax on my Santa sleigh here. What the heck, huh? Yeah, I thought, okay, you're just putting wax on that. That's okay. Well, the hoverboard, folks, the picture we have on our Facebook page, what is going on? Yeah, well, that's the drive unit for the all-new. It's not new. In fact, that is a picture on our Facebook there. Go over and take a look at it at Mark Evans' Facebook page and Auto World Radio. The German luxury brand, you know who it is, Mercedes-Benz, launched its EQ line of all-electric cars back in 2016, actually, with the Gen X EQ concept car. And that picture you see is what's underneath that. That's what drives it. The company experimented with battery-powered vehicles back in the 1900s. Yeah, Mercedes did. And from 1900 all the way to 1906, back in that day. Then Mercedes-Benz, of course, tried its hand at EVs with prototypes, buses, vans, station wagons, sedans, and city cars. There's a lot of testing going on, as I'm telling you here, that it's going on for a long, long time. Don't think for 1 minute that the EVs are new. The first production of the EQ model was the EQE SUV launched in 2019, followed by the host of sedans, crossovers, and vans, of course, upping the total number of the models offered to 10 in just a few years. And that, again, take a look at that platform. It is the motor. You can zoom in on that. Mercedes-Benz to build. Here's the key word. They're going to build... Planning on building 1 million electric drive units. That's what that's called, a drive unit there in that photo. It's very simple, absolutely, to get those axles to spin those tires to get you going down the road. But Mercedes-Benz is to build 1 million electric drive units per year from 2024. They want to double its electronic motor division in a short period of time, and that is pretty short. They want to make 1 million of them. The EQ brand models is working, the ones that they have up. They're ramping up production of those over in Germany, and they're planning on making more and more of them, of course. And their Mercedes-Benz is wanting to become an all-electric brand by 2030. All-electric brand by 2030. Or wherever the market conditions allow. So that's coming right out of Germany. Stay tuned for more coming your way here on Auto World on that. But go over there and check the EQS model out, the EQB model out. Go take for a test drive again. See what you think. Let me know. I always want your input. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. Also, our phone number here, Axelrod Alex, is behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to take your call at 855-660-4261. Coming up, we're going to go to the fun category now before we get to the top well, we're going to get to 3, 2, and 1 of the top United States cities with the worst drivers. And where I'm sitting, Boise, Idaho, folks, we made number 4 on the list. Come on, no more texting. Let's calm it down a little bit and let's get off the list. Yes, Mercedes-Benz didn't even make the list. Hey, they're not there. With the cities, Mercedes-Benz in your city. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit about, a lot about, actually, a Ford Econovan that got away with $6 million. And now, Eddie says, get to the emails. Okay, let's do it. Hand me the bag. Let's do it. Dump the stuff in the email bag. We got a little time left. Oh, my gosh. There's one. Okay, I got an email here out of this email bag, and let's go right to it. It says, hi, Mark. Enjoy sitting down every week with you here in my man cave room. Well, thank you. Appreciate being there with you. I never thought my car would give me grief. The engine light is driving me crazy. On and off. Back on, then off. I have to get it to pass emissions now or they will remove the registration from my car. What's a guy to do? Thanks for your help. Randy, ears are on here in Meridian, Idaho. Listening to you on KBOI FM 93.1. Well, awesome. Awesome. We're a local station right here. Let's do a shout out after this short break, and then to our great affiliate there in, right here in Boise, Idaho, Meridian, McCall, etc. Randy, thanks. Thanks for putting the ears on. We're going to figure out how to get that engine light off as soon as there's our. Oh, yeah. I love it when we do not have a corroded battery and we got our horn working for the shout out. We come back. We're going to help Randy right here in from Meridian, Idaho. Yeah, we got to go. Take a little short break right now. Coming back to fix that engine light.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
At about 3 a.m. on this day in 1978, six men began what would become the largest heist in U.S. history to date. Though the group expected to haul about $2 million, in 64 minutes, the heist at JKF International Airport levied a score of nearly $6 million in cash and jewels. The mobsters stuffed the goods in a Ford Econovan and tore off into the night and also in a Buick. Parnell Stax Edwards had the job of disposing of the van once they transferred the loot to two new vehicles. He decided to park at his girlfriend's house with that van, the Ford Econoline. It was a good hiding place. As a hint, it wasn't. The stolen Econoline became the centerpiece of the investigation after it discovered 2 days later, feds were able to lift prints from several of the suspected perpetrators. Investigators pointed to James Jimmy the Gent Burke as the mastermind, though he never faced charges in the crime. Burke, being ever so cautious, is accused of murdering or ordering the murders of many of the men involved in the heist to ensure their silence. It worked, as the money was never recovered. The story did inspire several films, including Goodfellas, 1990, The $10 Million Getaway, 1991, and The Big Heist, 2001. All done in a Ford Econoline van. Now let's finish up and help our email friend, Randy. He's got his ears on right here from Meridian, Idaho, listening to us on News Talk, KBOI, AM 670, and FM 93.1 from Meridian, Idaho. Okay, News Talk, KBOI, arrange. Oh, my gosh, you folks, Boise, Idaho, and Nampa, Caldwell Mountain home, McCall, Baker, hello. Maybe even a little bit of Grand Oregon out there, Ontario, Oregon. Absolutely. Thank you, Randy, for being here local, listening to us. And he says here, he listens to us on the first and second hours, yes, live. And then he says, I head over to GCNLive.com to get the third hour. Yes, Randy, we got to get Nate, the program director, to say hello to the third hour, don't we? Thanks, Randy, appreciate it. Now, you're saying that you've got an engine light on. I don't have your maker model. That doesn't matter, the engine light. Take a sledgehammer and hit it as hard as you can to get the light to go off. No, that would work, but your engine would still not run good. So what you need to do, you got your engine light going on and off. I hate that. And you got to pass emissions. You're right, and you said here that to pass emissions here right away, or they're going to remove your registration, and they will. I do have clients and friends that this has happened to. And here's one thing you can do. do the best you can. First off, get the fault code, get you know, scanned by a technician or by a shop, and get the fault code. Find out what the fault code is. Fix it. Replace the part that is saying that it's bad. It could be an O2 sensor, gas cap. It could be as simple as that. It could be, you know, a fuel injector that's not spraying gas in one cylinder. It could be a coil that's bad. There's a number of things that could cause you to have an engine light going on and off. Now, it looks like there might be more to the story here, but on and off of the light, that's not fun. Usually what that is, you could have a catalytic converter that's plugged up. The exhaust is not letting the exhaust come out. The O2 sensors aren't heating up then. You have at least two O2 sensors, Randy, and if they're not heating up, it'll turn the light off when the engine is actually cold. Once you warm it up, they are getting warm. And the catalytic converter is swelling up on you on the inside. It's like a honeycomb. It's swelling up. The exhaust can't get out. The O2 sensors in are reading the exhaust hydrocarbons a little bit slower than they're supposed to. Turns the light on. So that's the game you're playing there. But let's make sure that we have all of the, literally all of the items, fixed, replaced, and all that. And once you do all that, you still have, and you just go down there with the light off. Whenever you have an engine light on, you'll never pass emissions. Period. They're scanning it the same way that we do in our shops, and it'll say, oh, you got a fault code, you can't pass, sorry, goodbye. So get the light off, go in, scan it, and at that time, if they say, oh, yeah, sorry, but the light's off, but you still have a code, fault code, I want you to get a waiver sheet. Believe it or not, you can get a waiver sheet, and then you just go back to your technician in your shop and say, hey, I've got a waiver sheet, and what they'll do is print you up or take your receipt that you've already done. You have to have over, I think it's in Boise and Meridian, Idaho, we have to have over $300 of repair done, and they'll waive you for the next year. So do that too if you have to. That's the last thing. But let's get it fixed. That way your motor, your engine will be running correctly, and you won't have to deal with, you know, a bad fuel economy, horrible gas mileage, no power, you know, no torque, you know, Randy, going up Horseshoe Bend Hill out of Boise, Idaho here when you're going up north to Highway 55. And this is good for all of everybody that's listening coast to coast. You don't have to have a hill to know that, you know, engine light means a lot. So remember, engine light is a lot of sensors under the hood that could cause the light to go on and off at all times. So let's make sure that we replace it. And again, Randy, replace the parts that are bad. Randy, thanks for having your ears on, as you say, here in Meridian, Idaho, listening to us on 93.1 FM. That's KBOI 93.1 FM, 48,000 watts. That's some power, Randy. Good to have your ears on. Thank you. Appreciate it. Randy, send me through our email, send me an address. I can get you over a little gift pack. And since you're local, I'll hand deliver. I'd love to shake hands, say hi to my listeners. At our address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's how you do it. Now, we have, thank you, Randy, we have Dougie the five-speed stick drummer. We changed his name because he doesn't have a Delahay. He says they're just too much money. So Dougie the five-speed stick drummer is in the house. Why? Because it's time now to release who is 3, 2, and 1 on the top 10 U.S. United States cities with the worst drivers. Let's go to number 3, Akron, Ohio. Number 2, Lincoln, Nebraska. And now, the number 1 city that has the worst drivers in the United States. Dougie, let me hear that drum set. Beautiful. The number 1 city is Canton, Ohio. Why? Canton, Ohio. This is all based on the analysis of 4.6 million insurance applications. 10 U.S. cities with the worst drivers in 2022. Let's get you off the list, Canton, Ohio. Number 1. Man. 4.6 million insurance applications. You know, who do you call? Not Ghostbusters. You call your insurance agent when you get a little fender bender, don't we? Yeah. So let's Boise, Idaho. Come on. Where I'm at right now in the Auto World Plaza, we're number 4. Let's get our you know what together here. Oh my God, it's so good to help you all out just by reporting. I think that just scared you. Yes, I hope so. Your insurance rates go down, folks, when you don't meet anybody by accident. Appreciate you being here this week, every week. Next week, got a little surprise for you. Because we're getting closer to Christmas, and I want to say Merry Christmas to all of you. Thanks for joining me and into Auto World's Santa Claus studio. Who knows where we'll be next week. We're getting closer to the Christmas tree. I know that because it's way down at the end of the hall. Looks like the garage door's getting ready to come down, but we have one more thing for you.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, this week the word is good. Good. Are you good? Do you want to be good? Folks, be good at your driving, your stopping, your going, and even drifting in bad conditions. Be good at it. Not saying you need to go drift, but practice makes perfect. Know how your car handles in bad weather. Go out and practice in a parking lot, that is. Be good. You're good. I know you are. And you'll be good. Be safe out there. Thanks for joining me. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe and motor on.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
See you next week. This has been a Loose Nut production.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.